second reading for the budget, right?
That's exactly it. Yeah, we had our second reading for the budget. And we had to go ahead and revise our budget schedule this year. We have to have the budget into the auditors by September 20th. That is the second meeting scheduled for September, and so we couldn't have had the meeting and gotten everything turned around to get to the auditor in time. So probably a month ago when we were going through the budget schedule, maybe even longer ago than that, council and staff looked at where we were at during a council meeting and decided that probably we needed to have a special meeting on the fifth Monday in August in order to get the second reading in. And then we'll have our third reading on September 7th. But it just is the way that it's the last 2 years, it's just kind of fit that way. So anyway, we thought it'd probably be a good idea to catch up to you because it's a special meeting, but it's still an important meeting because it was the second reading of the budget. So all right.
Everything's still going pretty smoothly?
Yeah, it's complicated because we, you know, anytime you start getting to budget season, you start looking through, you know, what our needs are and where we're at. And you always realize we have a lot of different needs. And I'm going to use the word needs because some of these things, you know, fall into the wants category. We actually eliminated pretty much all of the wants this year and focused primarily on needs. Everything is always fluid during budget season. This year is a little bit more fluid just because of some of the unknowns we're still working with. But we do have some additional federal dollars to help us out this year. We received ARPA funds and around the sum of, I think it was around $1,350 somewhere. $1,350,000. That's a big difference. Sorry. I've looked at numbers so long, Rich. I can't even, I mean, they're all just starting to kind of blur and I don't know. I have nightmares about numbers right now. Attorneys should never be forced to do math, but $1,350,000 of ARPA funds. And then we have $680,000 of FEMA funds. And the FEMA funds, there aren't a lot of regulations that are attached to it. So we're able to actually go through and make decisions that aren't going to be scrutinized probably at the same level as the ARPA funds. The ARPA funds have very specific language, and we are trying to make sure that we fit our projects into that ARPA fund qualified expenses language that they've given us. And so that's made it a bit of a challenge. The one thing that we prioritized this year was a new radio console and accessory handhelds for our first responders. And originally when we were getting numbers in, the numbers probably weren't very good estimates. We were thinking originally around $350,000 to $400,000, and then it moved up to $450,000. Well, the meeting before the first reading of the budget ordinance, Chief Smith came in and said, actually, we got an estimate from our dealer out of Lexington, and he was projecting around $700,000+. And then Motorola came in because they're really the only game in town when it comes to radio consoles. They did get us a quote, but it was $750,000 is what the quote was, which twice as much as what we originally planned. And like I said, we've got $680,000 because originally we were going to pay for that out of the FEMA funds, the $680,000. Well, we exceeded that. And we had a lot of other things that we're thinking we could go ahead and then add into those FEMA dollars as well, too. So then we had to start looking at the ARPA fund. And that's where we've been struggling a little bit, trying to figure out whether it qualifies. Yesterday, Nathaniel Mustin, our city attorney, and then Leanne Doak and myself, we sat down and we just read through the ARPA pamphlet, the flyer, and we think we can use those funds for a combination of different things, but we are going to put at least a portion of that towards the radio console and the third and final reading of the budget. And I haven't even had a chance to talk to the council members about this. Everything is just so fluid right now, trying to keep up with all the different things that we've got. But also we've got some other things too. We've got a need to make sure that we are able to go get rid of some of the burnt solid waste in our over at the wastewater treatment plant. And so we're looking at a press. And then also we're looking at doing a project on North Highway 83 with those dollars. We've got an issue with drainage coming off the peaker station. And we've been looking at that forever, and we could never figure out a way to pay for that. This is a way for us to actually do that. But that would use all the ARPA funds up, and then we got to figure out what do we do on the FEMA side, and on the police department side. You know, there are a lot of different needs, and so that, and then also some public works needs, and then I know that we've got an oven that we've got scheduled to put in the budget for the senior center as well too. One thing this year that really complicates matters is we still have the unknown with respect to the insurance quotes, and we're supposed to be getting those back. We've got pretty much everything formalized on the health insurance side, but we're still trying to get the property and casualty insurance quotes back in. And so we've kind of budgeted for worst case scenario, not knowing exactly where that's going to fall. But we explained that to the council this last week that we should be getting some numbers in here shortly. As far as a big item this year of discussion, we talked about police officers. Chief Smith is obviously our new police chief and doing a great job. He told me when he came to the city of McCook that he didn't realize how complicated it was at the police department just because the staffing is a very it's always been kind of an interesting situation. We run 3-man rotations, and we work 12-hour shifts, so we basically have 4 shifts. But here recently, we've been, for a number of different reasons, we've noticed that we've been running more 2-man shifts, which leads us to potentially exposing our guys to tough situations and whatnot. And so we actually went to the council probably about 2 months ago. Told them that there was a COPS grant that was available, asked them if they would be comfortable with us applying for that for the 2 positions. They gave us permission to move forward with the COPS grant application. We submitted that, but we haven't heard anything yet. And so that's been a complication. We're not going to hear anything until after the budget is passed. And the COPS grant would pay for basically 75% of the cops' salaries and benefits over the course of the next 3 years. And then we would go ahead and just add 25% of that in for 3 years. And then we just blend that into our budget in that 4th year. Well, without knowing, you know, whether we're going to get that COPS grant or not, but knowing we need to fill those 2 positions because it really is turning into a toll on our people over there. They're struggling trying to staff the police department. We were given instructions by the council at the staff level to figure out how we could go ahead and try to build those 2 positions into the budget. And with everything the way it is, all the needs that we have, you know, I basically cut $3 million of expenses out of the budget right off the bat. And that doesn't actually usually go to the council. Usually I just say, hey, we're just going to have to cut these out for this year in the council. We'll get them at a different time and date, you know, years down the road whenever we can get to it. But we figured that it would cost about 3 cents on the levy to go ahead and add those 3 positions. At the meeting here this last Monday, the council discussed, well, could we do some hybrid options or some things that we could do? And they looked at, well, you know, we do have some needs. We don't know where we're going to be, but maybe if we were to go ahead and just do 1 cent to be on the safe side, which we actually did a little bit of math during the council meeting. Like I said, that's scary when attorneys are doing math. But, you know, we figured, you know, on a $100,000 house, $100 evaluation, that's $10 a year increase to that property taxpayer. And we understand, you know, we got to be sensitive to fixed incomes and whatnot. But also we need to make sure that we're providing the services, whether it's police, fire, streets, airport, whatever the case may be, that the public expects from us. And so that the council basically said, for right now, let's build that 1 cent into the budget for this year. Let's see what that looks like. 1 cent on the levy represents $45,000. So that's what it would generate. So it's not going to fully cover the entire salary and benefits for 2 new police officers, but it would be a pretty good start. And we don't know when those individuals would start. We don't know exactly how, you know, that would look as far as blending those 2 positions into the current existing roster of police officers. So that was a decision that the council had made. I think that they understood that, you know, if we don't need that, we could still go ahead and use that maybe for something else or set that aside. There are a lot of other things that we discussed about, too. I know we had some uncommitted sales tax funds that the council is wanting to kind of set aside for maybe a future project this year. We talked about our ARFF truck needs. At this meeting on Monday night, we decided maybe to hold off for a little bit until we see where the bids come in when we actually take this through this next year for the bidding process for Essential Air Service. I don't know if there's anything else that you can think of, Mike, that we haven't discussed.
No, I think that one cent, there was some people that don't understand, you know, they just thought we just wanted to raise the levy, but it's not. You know, you start having these needs, you better start putting some money away somewhere, or else it's going to catch you by surprise. And then what are you going to do? Then you're going to have to raise 3-4 cents, and 1 cent's a lot easier to handle than 4 cents. And we are looking at right now, we got 10 cents that we could do, and we've been very proud. We've had that for a long time. So let's not all of a sudden end up in a pickle and need to do all of it. So I think people could do 1 cent instead of all of a sudden have to do 7 or 8. So something else that we have been working at seems like a few years now is this pool project. And there's a survey out right now that you can go online, you can go on the city website, or you can go on the Facebook site. And there's a couple other places I've seen it posted. Or you go to the library, they got a hard copy. And that survey was going to be out for 45 days. I think we're about halfway there. When I talked to Kyle McCulley the other day, he said they had about 590 in. Well, that sounds like a great number, but 1,090 would be better. The more surveys we get back, the better we have an idea on where the direction to go. So if you haven't completed this survey, please go to the city website, go to the city Facebook page, stop by the library, grab one, return it. And it's done electronically. I did it. It doesn't really take very long. Put your opinions in there, what you're thinking, and please just do one. If you got 10 electronic devices, don't do 10. You know, it's a better for us if we have, I'd rather have 10 people doing it once than one person doing it 10 times. Mm-hmm. And that would give us a better idea what the community's thinking and give us direction on where we go next. So that's probably going to be about to the end of the month, I would think.
Yeah, we got about another 15, 20 days left, mm-hmm. I would assume. Okay. So yeah.
All right. So don't sit there and moan and groan about something and you didn't participate. So we would like to have you take care of that and just don't miss it.
Get it done. Get it done as soon as possible. All right. Again, coming up on Tuesday, your next, that after Labor Day, the Tuesday you'll meet.
Yes. And, you know, like I said, just tough year because of all the unknowns. And it's always kind of like this. But we're starting to get a clearer picture. And being able to put the radio console into the ARPA category is going to help us a little bit. We do have a lot of needs that have been prioritized by our staff, and we're going to do our best to try to make sure we address those. But at the end of the day, we really do try very hard to make sure that we're good stewards of the taxpayer dollars. And the council's done a great job over the years of making sure that they, you know, do their best to acknowledge the fact that, hey, you know, that's hard-earned money that's going in towards these things. But there are services that you have to pay for, and costs have been going up across the board. And we all know that. We've all experienced that. Our project costs are going to be going up. I was just talking to Jesse Dutcher the other day. He said, you know, there's a huge PVC shortage out there right now, which means that we're going to have increased expenses on some of the projects that we have, you know, and we got to make sure that we're adjusting accordingly. You know, we don't want to get caught in a situation where we aren't prepared for these things. And so anyway, you know, I appreciate everybody, you know, I guess, participating through this process. You know, if people have any questions or concerns, come to the council meetings. Mm-hmm. You know, this last budget meeting, you know, I think that it was just council members and staff. And it's hard for me to try to go back through and explain things a million times after the fact. You know, I always like trying to get people there so that way we can explain it and people understand as a group. And we can answer questions as a group. I have all my department heads there, council members there. We can all sit down and kind of go through that together.